Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 766. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We're going right through the book of Revelation. I'm in the midst of it at this present time. And we have music. But right now, let's pray that God will... Father God, that you will continue anointing me. Give me even a bigger anointing today. These scriptures seem to be obscure from the people in the world because they're symbolic. Many metaphors. There's reality. The metaphors are reality as well. However, they don't know how to disseminate it. And Lord, let it just sink into their hearts, deep down into their spirits, into their souls, into their minds, because you're going to hear the only one interpretation of the Bible. There's not two, there's just one, and it's not for our carnal minds to try to figure out. We have to receive it as a little child receives things. They just believe that their mother, their dad, has good things for them, if they're decent people. And they believe that you, even more than their parents, have better things for them. And it's for sure that you do. Lord, rebuke every demonic spirit that is fighting people, spirits. Destroy the works of Satan in everything and in everybody. Make a clear channel for people to hear what the Spirit, what you, the Spirit of God, are saying unto the churches, unto each one of us that are the temple of God. And open doors for us and bind, rebuke, destroy the works of Satan. In Jesus' name, I pray that the souls in this world will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Mankind is not that benevolent unto one another. And this is a song that I recorded a while ago. It's called Where Man's Love Stops is Where God's Begins. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's so good to know the Bible. When we know the Bible, we know the Word, we know Jesus, because Jesus is the Bible, He's the Word. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14 in the book of John says, and the Word became flesh. God came into the world in the flesh. Then we got to know who God was, everything about Him, because we saw Him react in the flesh as we are to react in the flesh when we have the power of God in us. Chapter 11, verse 14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. So this is not a long, drawn-out thing. The Lord said He'd shorten the time, because nobody would be able to stand if time went on any longer. They wouldn't be able to cope with it. Verse 15, and the seventh angel shouted, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. So the people that think the kingdom or this world belongs to Satan, they're wrong, because we see the end of the book of Revelation here that we win. We win. And you people that think that you're kings and head of the kingdom of God and head of the kingdoms of this world, all the different kingdoms of this world, are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And He shall reign forever and ever, not anybody else. So this is the last kingdom that we're coming upon right now. And we who are Christ, we are members of His body, we shall reign forever and ever in Him. Verse 16, and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God. Verse 17, saying, we give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Almighty means almightiness belongs to Him, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned over everything, the heavens, the earth, everywhere. So, you know, this is extremely disappointing to Satan. And he's full of rage now, doing everything in his power to try to stop people from serving the Lord. Verse 18, and the nations were angry. See, the nations are angry because the nations are very satanic-like. Now, the people of the Lord are godly, and the nations are angry. They're angry, and they had a holiday because the two witnesses were killed, murdered by the evil one. And now that they've risen and gone into the kingdom of heaven, and a lot of people know that they're going to hell because they didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into the kingdom of heaven, and now they see that God's two witnesses, after 3.5 days dead like Jesus was, rise up and then ascend in the cloud just as Jesus did into the kingdom of heaven. So they know truly that everybody in the world knows that these things were true that are written about Jesus. And the things that are written about the two witnesses of God, the two witnesses, the two golden pipes, the two olive trees, the two olive branches, whatever. And the nations were angry. Oh, you bunch of evil weasels. So you're angry. So what? And thy wrath is come. They're angry, and now God is going to give it to them. Thy, Father God, your wrath is come. They had lots of wrath. Now you're going to see how they like it. All the demonic people and the time of the dead, that they should be judged and that Thou shouldest give reward unto Thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints and them that fear Thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Well, how are they destroying the earth? You stinking bunch of weasels out there that call yourself politicians and kings and presidents and all this. You have done your best to destroy the earth Because it's Satan in you. The devil loves to destroy, loves to kill, loves to steal. And you're just like him. All of you weasels. All of you in government. All of you politicians. You scum of the earth. You think you can destroy the earth? God is going to really destroy it. A lot. He's going to destroy you with the earth. He's going to burn it to a crisp so that it's totally refurbished so that we saints can come and live on it. And you're like the chaff. You're going to burn up and you'll be in hell forever. You'll be burning up forever also. And Satan knows it. He just can't stop from doing it. And he's just full of wrath, trying to destroy as many as he can before he goes. Verse 19, and the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. This hail, the Bible says, the weight of 100 pounds. Now this is chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Well, this is the body of Christ, spiritual Israel. Because God loves his bride, or the holy people that comprise his bride. And he clothes his bride with the sun and the moon. You hear this song, you know, everything I have is yours, you're part of me. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. Well, the Lord has the sun, and the sun is the Lord's to give, and he gives it to his bride, Israel. The true Israel. Not every Jew is Israel. The Bible says not all Israel is Israel, but those that fear God's name and those that do his will and those that keep his commandments, those are Israel, and this is his bride. And he clothes his woman with the sun and the moon under her feet. He puts everything under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Okay, well, these stars, the Bible says these are angels in one place, but in this particular place, these are the actual symbol, the 12 tribes of Israel. And there is, as we read before, 12,000 of each tribe. So these are composed of the 12 tribes of Israel. And all of the Gentiles that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they've accepted the world's greatest Jew, they've accepted Israel of God, so that they could have the sun and the moon under their feet. Hallelujah! Amen. They're the woman, God's woman. Praise the Lord. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Well, all of us are going through that because every time we lead a person to the Lord, there's going to be persecution against us. And so we, being with child, cried travailing in birth to bringing these young people and the elderly into the body of Christ, into the woman, which is the bride of Christ, in pain to be delivered. It's a painful thing to get out into the world and to bring forth children into God's kingdom. And the Lord says that these children are being delivered, but she's travailing by bringing these people into the Lord. Well, it says, rejoice all ye that have no child, you don't have any children, because you have more children than those that actually bring forth babies into the world, because you're winning souls, you're bringing forth children, you're travailing in birth, you're bringing forth these people and you're being persecuted for it, and pain to be delivered. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. This is Satan, and he has 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns. 1 crown isn't enough for this weasel, this satanic being. He has to have 7 crowns upon his heads. This is the devil. This is a great red dragon. A great red dragon is the devil, and his tail drew the third part of the stars, in other words, of these angels, because the stars are the angels, or the messengers, amen?
Amen.
That were in the kingdom of heaven. But how can the Baptists and the Catholics and all these false religions say once saved, always saved? When these angels were saved, they fell from their place of majesty in heaven, and his tail drew a third part of these stars or angels of heaven out to the earth and cast them to the earth. And the dragon, the great red dragon, stood before the woman, before the body of Christ, before the bride of Christ, stood before this woman, which was ready to be delivered, because she's delivering children unto the Lord by the Holy Spirit, because she preaches the word of God, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Well, you say, no, this is Jesus. Yes, we are the members of the body of Jesus. It is us too, all right? It is his body. It is Jesus also. We're all one. So as soon as these children are born, Satan wants to devour them by spewing out his false doctrine, by pumping the newly born children full of pride. Pride is a sin. It's a sin unto death. Okay? Now let me read a couple of more scriptures to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger born-again Christians, you that were just born into the body of Christ, this Israel has won your soul. The children of Israel have led you to the Lord. So submit yourselves unto the elder, to the one that God has chosen to lead the church. And that would be me, okay? I'm the teacher. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another. Well, me as an elder, I have to be subject unto you too, because I know that you have problems. You're young in the Lord. You have zeal and not much wisdom. And so I have to lead you according to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I have to be subject unto you, because who that I don't offend? In other words, if I lead you into unrighteousness, it's for sure that I'm going to not be in heaven. I'll be a castaway just like everybody else that doesn't preach the true word of God. So you youngsters, you younger, submit yourself unto the elders. It says elder, those that are anointed. The anointed ones, the two witnesses. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Well, humility is the exact opposite of pride. Pride is a sin. Humility is of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Not humiliated before people, but you have to show yourself to be keeping the commandments of the Lord, but humble before God. For God resisteth the pride, the proud. Amen?
Amen?
And giveth power to the humble. You want power? Then don't be full of pride. Do what you're told, because that's the way it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Now this demonic creature that's full of pride, the Antichrist, the beast, he's become the beast because of his pride, is one who opposes and exalteth himself. He exalts himself. Himself exalts above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, who says he's God, sitteth in the temple of God. Well, this satanic, egotistical maniac knows that there's ego in every single person on this earth, because they've been raised on ego, on pride. Be full of pride, folks. Be full of pride. And so the Antichrist is much closer to you than you have any realization. So this evil one, he exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God. Well, what is the temple of God? He moves into you, just as it says in this chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 4. You're the temple of God, and so he moves into you. because you have a lot of pride in you in the first place, and therefore it's easy. People, when they see somebody exalting themselves to the stars, saying they're God, and by God you'll listen to us, you will abort children. Your children belong to us, they don't belong to you. This is what this evil bastard is saying today. You can abort children, that's okay. That's against God. And so this weasel, this Antichrist who opposes and exalts himself above everything, all the whole Word of God, and everything that is called God, in other words, the children of God, the people that are of this woman that is travailing, this entire body of Christ is here bringing forth the man-child, the body of Christ, and everything that is worshipped so that he as God, and these people, already you have ego in you. I didn't realize that I did, but the Lord told me that's good for your ego, that Susie is smarter than you. My ego, I didn't know I had ego, and you don't know that you have it either, but you do. And so you have to be careful because you love to see champions. You love to see somebody that is exalting themselves. I'm the most beautiful person. I'm God. I'm the strongest man in the world. I'm the strongest woman in the world. I'm this, I'm that. You are nothing but a chocolate-covered peanut. So he exalts himself as though he is God, and that he is God. You want to be around somebody that exalts himself above God. And so he moves immediately into the temple of God, which is you, showing himself that he is God. Well, he is full of ego and pride, which is, what is that again?
Blasphemy.
Revelation 13:3-5 states that I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. One of his heads. Only one of Satan's heads were wounded. Well, wounded to death, actually. It was the Roman Catholic Church when it first died. And his deadly wound was healed. In other words, he began believing in the devil again, and he seemed as though he were healed, although he's condemned. And all the world wondered after the beast, full of pride. So they wondered after this monster, and they worshipped the dragon, the great red dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast. These people that are so filled full of pride. It takes a combination of all the antichrists to make up the beast. And they worshipped mankind. They worshipped the antichrist, saying, who is like unto the beast? The antichrist. Who is able to make war with him? Well, I believe God is, and God is going to sling him into the lake of fire. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. That's the media at large. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's all. And you have to go back. You have to just rightly divide the words. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and everything that is worshipped, so that he, as God, this antichrist beast, full of pride and full of sin, actually sits in the temple of God. And that's what the Apostle Paul meant. He says, before the Lord comes back to earth again, there'd be a great falling away of the church. And Satan would move into the church, into the body of Christ, the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the people that he's living in are going to say, Satan is God. But they won't say Satan is God. They'll say the government, the world government, full of pride and blasphemy, is God. So you younger people, submit yourselves unto the elders. Submission is commanded of you because those that humble themselves, the Lord gives power to those that humble themselves. God resists the proud, the pride, the sinful. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another. and be clothed with humility. Make sure that you stay humble and forget about you being any big deal. All those people that are in graveyards today thought they were big deals too. It's amazing how the world keeps spinning around without them. I have to take this up tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. It's for your own good. Now, don't be so full of pride that you're going to reject salvation from the Lord. His word says you must be born again. It's not a, well, you should, but if you want to go to heaven, you must be born of the Spirit. Now, you're born into the world in the flesh by your earthly mother and dad, but you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the Lord doesn't want you. He wants you to be saved and then never sin again. And then to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow the Lord. So the way that you become saved, the way you become united with the Lord, is to say the prayer. And that prayer, it goes like this. Just say it to the Lord now with all your heart. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul and sharing. Tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 766.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. You're going to hear more from the book of Revelation to tell you the actuality of the very truth of it. God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.